Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little sea here after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomest fucking place in the whole goddamn world, crabdiving.com. Any way you are taking us in, whatever part of your body you're taking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. You know, ears, or, you know, you can
pick a hole.
They have those things that you can put in your mouth and you can hear.
Pick a hole, baby.
Yeah, my name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for tuning in to this special legalese edition of Crab Diving.
Is this
right?
is this a very special crab diving
with Big Dick Becky?
Hi,
this is Becky
Kluger. Everybody, how's it going, Becky?
Good.
Thanks for joining us here.
Thanks for having me
again.
Can I just share something real quick?
Yes.
So I just moved back to LA, right? And on the way
Welcome back.
Thank you. On the way here, I saw a pink Hummer in the drive-thru of an In-N-Out. I was like, oh, I'm home.
A blowjob occurring or?
A lot of innuendos there.
Oh,
In-N-Out, pink Hummer.
Right.
I don't get straight people jokes. Anyway.
Oh, really?
I just want to share.
We apologize. Right. So sorry.
We'll have to run the translator program. Did you see there's a meme that we put up? Oh, tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you want. We keep one of our eye holes over on the Twitter machine.
Oh.
I'm a little gassy.
Right?
Pardon me.
Oh, shit.
At Crab Diving is our Twitter handle. You can talk to us during the show and chat with us if y'all like. And on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, there's a meme we put up amongst other things. But one, it's a quote from Tedley Cruz, who, by the way,
his real name, Tedley?
No. I'm starting to think.
Seems like it would be.
I'm starting to think Canadian. He might end up with the nomination. But anyway,
heart-clutching
as that is, I don't think it's out of the realms of possibility anymore.
I hope he gets the nomination.
Oh, well, right. Yeah. Hillary will kick his fucking ass. I mean, not even funny.
Assuming she gets it.
So will Bernie, according to the numbers.
That's why I wish we could know who the Republican nominee is first before right. we decide the Democratic nominee. Because it's like,
how does that work? Can we know that before?
Well, it might work out that way, but it's not a for sure thing.
Yeah. Would you?
I'm sorry. I'm dainty.
You're so dainty. Soft spoken. Hopefully that helps a little.
I hope you can understand our hetero speak today.
I'll try to keep up. I'm a gamer.
Or we'll try to keep up with you.
Gamer. Yeah.
So Ted Cruz, this is from, I've got a ton of clips. We still have a bunch of clips from this Iowa, basically, Rachel Maddow did, we scooped Rachel Maddow, by the way. We yesterday afternoon at 2, we played
scooped
these clips,
her.
And she played them after 6. So.
Oh, sure.
But she played the clips about... basically, she called this whole thing a let's kill gay people meeting because it was led by, you know, the Swanson guy, the clip that we played yesterday.
Kevin
Swanson, he goes on, and we'll play the clips today. He goes on to, I mean, he's an advocate for, we go by the Bible, and in the Bible says, you kill the gays.
Wow.
And then he says, should we do it right now? Well, no. Give them a chance to repent. So...
My argument against that is
clock's ticking, Becky.
You got an argument against the extermination of all gay people.
I might have one or two also.
Me too.
Mine is,
share it with us.
My understanding is that the jury's still out on lesbians in the Bible. So just kill gay men. And then I'm hoping that the lesbians can take over.
It doesn't say woman lying with woman.
Right.
That's right.
So, you know, I mean, if you're going to be real particular about the wording of the Bible, which these people are, I'm just saying.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Well, they're particular about the verse about, was it guns? No, not guns. No, marriage. Wait, is there...
What's the Bible say about Fuliato?
Right. Oh, I'm sure.
Fuliato.
Several Jesus. Of the candidates right now absolutely believe that.
Jesus had an extended magazine. You don't know.
I will say, I do hate reloading. Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, don't we all?
God.
I mean, it's like when you really like when you're a lazy gun owner like I am.
Yeah.
There's this, every time you reload, there is like a little bit of you that's just like, Obama.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you think Obama makes you reload too much?
I think it's more like the California Democrats. But
right.
Anyway.
You're a gun person.
I'm totally for gun control. But guns are fun, so I own one.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's what
But I would gladly hand it over.
Oh, really?
I mean, if you paid me. Yeah,
like in Australia.
Would you do a buyback?
That's what they did in Australia. After,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they allowed people to turn them in for, I think they bought them back.
Some,
probably shipped them to some like Syria or
municipalities here will do buybacks. And but the Freakonomics guys say that it doesn't do anything.
Right.
It has to actually be like a mass thing. It can't be like town by town.
Like we were talking about how the right wing, especially the gun nuts, always throw Chicago at us.
What about Chicago?
Look at all the people killing each other, even with the strict gun laws they got there. Yeah. And but they fail to realize that if you pass gas in Chicago, people in Indiana smell it 5 minutes later. And Indiana has very lax gun laws.
Well,
you skip over the border to buy your guns and your 4th of July fireworks.
To be fair with that analogy, I lived in Chicago for a long time. You spend more time there smelling Indiana.
That's
vice
very
versa.
True.
Indiana smells like fucking shit. No offense.
That section that nuzzles up against Chicago is all industrial and dumps.
Yeah.
I mean, literal dumps with the pipes that they have in the dumps with the methane burning, which I've always thought my whole life, 174 years. I've always thought, God, what a waste of energy, because you've got all these just burning methane pipes sticking up off of these horrible dumps. Why can't you somehow capture that shit and use it?
I know. Dude, I used to drive to, when I lived in Chicago, I had a gig in Munster, Indiana, doing, I forget what play, and I would drive past every day this gigantic landfill. It was a mountain made of trash. It smelled like 5 million dirty diapers. And there's a flame coming out of the top of it. It really is the worst thing on the fucking planet.
Because it was 5 million dirty diapers.
We got to start having less children, and we have to be more environmentally minded. Don't you think?
I concur.
Well, we solved that one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's move on.
What kind of gun do you have? Do you like to talk about it?
I just have
personal?
A 22.
Oh, right. Is that big?
A rifle or a...
Rifle and a
rifle.
Pistol.
Nice.
Laser sight, anything like that?
No, not yet.
Silencer.
You have a bayonet affixed on the end.
Yeah. Although I will say, I do think silencers should be legal.
Why? Because of Walking Dead, so the zombies won't hear when you're shooting?
No, but that's a great point. No, because like if you really are, if the idea is guns are going to be legal to an extent for like home protection and hunting.
Yes.
Like... Guns really, they blow out your hearing. That's part of the reason I have a 22. And so if you're gonna like shoot off a gun because you're trying to protect your family,
you gotta run and get your headphones first, or the noise canceling.
So you know, but if you just kept a silencer on it, then you could protect the hearing of you and your family.
Hashtag, and look really cool while you're shooting people.
Gun owners' ears matter.
And they don't,
that's what I'm saying.
They don't sound like it's total Hollywood. That they go,
that's what they sound just, like.
They do not.
That's what they sound like on the fucking show.
They do not sound like that. It doesn't. You can't.
What does it sound like?
You can't It's still a loud bang. You still hear something.
Does it sound like the shooter sound?
But it diffuses a little. And one of the things it does is it confuses your, like your, it spreads out the sound waves, so it confuses where it's coming from. Also,
I'm disoriented
a little bit more. You can't pinpoint with your ear holes where it came from. But there's no, you can still hear. If we were in this room and somebody shot off a silencer, we'd know a gun went off.
Yeah, yeah. You still hear a gun in the silencer. That's what.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't like make you a hitman ninja just by having the silencer.
Oh, okay.
I've got the clip of the Swanson guy.
Swanson.
From the.
I'm sure he's delightful.
National Religious Liberties Conference. So you know.
I love conferences.
You know what that means. Anytime the word liberty or freedom, for the most part, is thrown into something, you got to watch your ass. This is the bullshit about this is that this guy threw this religious lunatic party, and three of the goddamn national candidates for president showed the fuck up.
Oh, God.
This is the guy.
How embarrassing for America.
This is the guy who is like, we should kill gay people. We're going to play the clips. The sin of homosexuality, quote, is worthy of death, he says.
You're going to kill gay people? Think about, like, no, you know, so no George Michael, no Wham music. We're not going to have that.
Right.
Fuck that.
No Catholic Church.
But there goes major swath
right.
of the religious. Yeah. But then they showed up for this and they knew this guy ahead of time. This isn't like the first time he's whipped this shit out.
Right.
This isn't his new theory.
Well, he's famous on YouTube, right?
He's been around saying gays should be stoned or
God, everyone's possibly famous on YouTube.
You can also toss them off a cliff, I think is an acceptable way in the Bible.
What if you don't have a cliff?
Stoning is plan B.
Like we'd all have to go to Malibu.
Grab
a lot of cliffs out here.
Grab some stones.
To go to die.
That's true.
And we're rocks.
Oh yeah, they got rocks out there.
I mean, you know, where do we find them here?
But not lesbians,
find bricks
right?
or some shit.
Does this Kevin Swanson hate the lesbians as well? Or
I
just
don't know
gay
if
men?
He throws the lesbians. I think he says homosexuality. So
oh shit!
I just think there's a reason. You know, like it's the word of God. God was very particular about his words. If he had some shit to say about lesbians, it would be in there,
right?
God wasn't particular about his fucking words. This book has been translated by right. pervy monks. You name it. Everybody's rewritten.
Pervy
sections.
Monks?
Pervy monks. You don't think they were pervy? All they sit around transcribing
That's
religious text all day? They got to fuck something.
With one hand.
No, yes. And the other?
got to dip that quill in something.
Right.
The here
I
is.
Don't get it.
Here is Kevin Swanson. Introducing, he's also, you got to watch the video
yes.
of this bullshit because this guy is frenetic, I guess would be the mild way to put it.
Right.
He's flinging himself around the stage with all these gesticulations and bullshit.
Before we play the clip, sorry, one second. Big Dick Becky, by the way, follow Becky Kluger on Twitter at Big Dick Becky.
Thank you.
What are you taking your coffee?
Black.
Black. Okay. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
The
like what else would you expect from Big Dick Becky? You think I put fucking sugar in there? Oh wait, should I not cuss?
Wait, no, fuck no. Are you? Wait, is that your? What are you on the Twitter?
At Big Dick Becky.
At Big Dick Becky. That's right. Okay, don't forget to follow Becky on the Twitter. here is Kevin Swanson, Jesusing it up for the first of three presidential candidates that showed up at this hate fest.
Jesus Christ is far above all principality and power, all dominion and might. Can we say amen to that? Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords.
This is supposed to be kind of a political event, by the way. I'm waiting for the snakes to start getting waved around.
Also, when you're going to wave your hands above your head, you should unbucket your suit jacket.
we'll have to tweet Kevin Swanson with that.
It's like when you sit down, you're supposed to unbutton, and when you wave your arms, you're supposed to unbutton.
All right. He is king of the president of the United States, whether he will admit it or not, and that president should submit to his rule and to his law. Amen? Amen.
Ew.
Now, my friends, let me introduce to you the next candidate for the office of President of the United States. Folks, please make welcome Senator Ted Cruz.
Then there's a long, awkward moment. Everybody's kind of standing. Ted finally mounts the stage.
Mounts.
Khakis. Probably tan. Pants with a blue blazer.
Is this casual Ted Cruz?
It's casual Ted. Mm-hmm. No tie.
I hate when these stiffs, they try to look like all relaxed and like they don't have a big pull up their ass. I hate that look. He's just so awkward.
He's waving to the crowd whose heads, I'm just going to say, old and white, 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 and old and white. From what I can see. This is just a little sampling of audience.
White as fuck.
I know you're shocked.
Yeah.
In Iowa.
Bless you. Okay.
Bless you. Did you hear that?
Senator Cruz, I've got a few questions for you. Then I'd like to open it up so you could share your ideas with the audience today. And the first question is this.
Fire away, but you're not going to ask about fantasy football, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Oh,
let's all pause. And lavish the ball sack of Ted Cruz for that hilarious fucking joke.
You're not going to talk about NFL, are you? Fantasy football.
They've all been using, since that debate where somebody made that remark about their fantasy football team, all the Republicans have been going to that fucking joke. They're not funny. That's the only joke they've had this whole time. Somebody brought up fantasy football.
I'm sure it'll come up tonight.
Good fucking God.
By the way, tonight, another round of Clown Car Show.
Ooh.
With the kids debate possibly starting during our show. I should probably check and see that we might be able to tap in on some of the live feed in the last half of the show for the kids table.
Tap it.
Which is...
I got that one.
Oh, did you? We're teaching her to speak straight.
It's Evangelical City down there at the kids table debate. It's Jindal, Santorum, Huckabee.
Oh, he's the worst. Big bag of shit.
And hopefully they've got plenty of donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Christie is going to be there, too.
What a walrus.
At the kids' table. So here's this creepy question that this Kevin Swanson asks Ted Cruz. It's a ridiculous question. And then listen to his answer.
No, I'm not. I'm going to go much tougher than that. No, this is an important question. This is the most important question that I ask any candidate who's running for political office, and that is this. How important is it for the President of the United States to fear God? And what does that mean to you?
It's so important.
Yeah, jobs, income inequality,
fuck you.
Rampant racism,
burn
rampant
hell.
Islamophobia, xenophobia, you know, anything Mexican and moving should be launched across the border.
Absolutely.
All these important things that they could talk about.
And, but how could you decide on any of that unless you have Jesus with
that's
you?
Right.
It's so important that my leader fears something that doesn't fucking exist.
Like, I want to know that my president cares that, like, Santa is watching.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Well, wait.
Santa's paying attention if you've been naughty or nice. You better fucking think about that all year, not just the week before Christmas.
That's
right. If you want my vote.
But you're missing the most important thing. What is the most important thing about Santa Claus? That he is...
Not real.
White, Becky.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is white.
He's white, Megyn Kelly told us.
Right.
Any president who doesn't begin every day on his knees isn't fit to be commander-in-chief of this country.
There you go. Yes.
Any president who doesn't begin every day on his knees...
I don't get it.
...isn't fit to be commander-in-chief of this country.
Amen.
By the way,
so there you go.
What is this thing Ted Cruz is speaking at?
This is the National Religious Libertas Conference in the Iowa.
Up Grindr.
Also, no, exactly.
Right.
You know, they blew up Grindr that weekend.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Wherever the fuck they are
it's
in
just
Iowa.
Another excuse to separate rich boobs from their money. That's what it really is. Like, the people who actually run these things don't believe the shit that they're saying. It's just like, hey, I get money when I say these things.
Well, right. I don't believe Ted Cruz believes all that shit. I don't believe Ted Cruz's dad.
He went to Harvard Law.
Yeah. Ted Cruz's dad wasn't he fighting with Castro?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he a godless commie for a few minutes?
Right.
And then he allegedly found Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
I think he allegedly found a paycheck. Mm-hmm. And
wait, Becky, are you saying that because Ted Cruz went to Harvard, he's too smart to believe in Jesus? That's elitist.
He also said Harvard was full of communists, though.
But he went to Harvard, did he not?
Like, I think he's a pretty smart guy, but he always comes off stupid. Like, he must intentionally be playing himself down. And part of that is his fake beliefs.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's pandering to the lowest denominator, which is what goes out and votes.
Oh, sure.
It's like people primaries.
People who will do anything to get more, like, Instagram followers or YouTube followers.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, people want to see that. Like, there's no authenticity to
it. You get followers on Instagram, show the sack.
Right.
I'll admit I'm not on Instagram, so I don't know what that means.
You can show sack on Instagram.
I don't know.
Can you? I think they...
If anyone from Instagram is listening, please tweet us at Crab Diving.
Tumblr.
Let us know the sack rules. I think on Tumblr.
Is, the Wild West.
You can show the uvula vulva.
You can show anything on Tumblr, I think.
All right.
Allegedly.
Follow us on Tumblr, by the way. Tumblr.com/crabdiving or something like that.
We are on Tumblr, yeah. Tumblr. It's crabdiving.tumblr.com.
Yes.
We can see what's going on.
Easy. Sorry, my big dick just ran into the
see what's going on.
Ah, damn.
She showed up armed.
That big sausage.
After all,
studio.
Yeah.
Keep that in the pants.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, November 10th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Becky was startled by that.
Big Dick almost did a spit take with the coffee.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
There's 8 headshots.
Ooh.
Cruz, the quite orange-looking Donald Trump. Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, John Kasich, Jebediah, James Earl Jones Bush, Marco Rubio. Oh, he's still in it. Rand Paul.
God damn.
I forgot Rand Paul is still running for president.
Who is that? I totally forgot about him.
It says, tonight, 8 debate.
Master debaters.
Maria Bartiromo, who's one of the Fox ninnies that's going to be interviewing them for Fox Business. Fox Business likes to pretend that they're less.
My sister-in-law works for Fox Business in the graphics department.
Are they less batshit than regular Fox? I think
that's what they claim, but they're in the same building. It's just one floor below. Like, how could that not seep through?
How much do you think, if we paid her, how much do you think it would take for her to just, like, subtly, like, put a dick, throw, like, a cock and balls on one of the graphics, like, above Bill O'Reilly or something?
Oh, that's fireable.
Oh, is it really?
Sure.
Gee. Yeah. We run a tight ship over there. No dicks. No dicks, okay?
I think they might, yeah. Funny, like, what's his name used to do? Perez Hilton.
Oh, right.
He stopped drawing cum on people and
I know.
Stuff
that
like
was
that.
Funny. I saw, that shtick to me was, I was jealous of
that's
that.
What made him
truly
famous.
Jealous. Yes.
That's what, that was his shtick.
Just drawing
was taking
the side
a picture of somebody and drawing cum dribbling down the side
I
of the
didn't know that someone got famous that way.
He was a blogger who blogged about entertainment, but then he'd, somebody he hated, he would just, with a white, Photoshop, just drizzle.
God, why aren't I famous?
And
I could put cum on people.
Later not to. There's a drop.
Dare to dream. where are you going to get it? The cum.
You.
Oh.
You know how many male comics
for joining us, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be done.
You got plenty of that. I got a bucket of it.
What are the headlines?
That was the Tonight 8 debate. Maria Bartiromo is claiming that she's warning them to be careful about looking like whiners and babies. Cause
I was just thinking today, God, I would not want someone to be president who whines as much as these Republicans.
Oh, right.
I wouldn't want them to be my boss. I wouldn't want them to like run a company of 4 people.
Well,
you're not going to get out of bed. I don't trust you.
Right.
I think in the last debate, they found out that Ted Cruz found the little man the boat and finally turned on the electorate when he went after the media. And all of a sudden, all of them started jumping on.
Yeah.
To, yeah, oh, yeah, the media. Oh, yeah, the media.
Well, those idiots, what do they need? They need an enemy.
Right.
To be united against. It's the media. It's so fucking dumb. And listen, if you're Ben Carson and you make up all those ridiculous lies, are you going to be surprised that people want to ask you questions?
Have you guys talked yet about his assertion that no other candidate has gone after like he is? That Barack Obama wasn't vetted nearly to the extent that... Are you kidding?
Well, and then in that one speech, he listed all the things that they went after Barack Obama for.
Did you hear that? Guys didn't go after him for his birth certificate or Jeremiah Wright. Like, what? Were you not there for a four-month news cycle of that?
I mean, when Obama went to Kenya recently, they said it's his homecoming.
Sure. Yep.
In a hut somewhere, apparently.
Trump still says, I don't know. There's still questions about his birth certificate. I don't know. Let's move on. Let's move on. But he doesn't say... He doesn't say, it's bullshit, let's move on.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Like, if you had to pick a Republican to be president.
We tried this yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, really? Sorry.
Bobby Jindal, all the way, baby.
For me, it's Rand Paul.
Oh, really? Oh, come on. Don't be all libertarian.
Because he wouldn't take us to war.
Right.
I think Bobby Jindal would just... He's so impressionable.
Yeah.
You know, he just looks easily bullied by the chief of staff and stuff, you know?
Right.
The Joint Chiefs. Right. And, like, you know, Rand Paul wants to legalize hemp.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
But can we still smoke marijuana? Or
I think he's into legalizing everything. Mean,
oh, really? Oh, okay.
States, I think he usually... defers to on that one.
And Rand Paul's not going to take away your cute little 22, right?
Right. Even though I'd be totally fine if that happened.
I do like the we don't need to be doing no war and shit.
Oh, that, I like that a lot.
That Rand Paul's into.
God, maybe Big Dick's right. Maybe we got to vote for Rand Paul. I was going to go with...
Yeah, but he's got other...
Have you seen the nuclear clock recently? There's nuclear. Like a bunch of experts that like guess how long humanity has to live before there's a nuclear holocaust.
Tick closer?
It's getting closer and closer.
Did they move it? Really?
Yeah.
Because of ISIS and shit?
At Russia.
And Uncle Nipples running into Syria?
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Nipples is Putin, by the way.
She's hip to the vibe.
Oh, yes.
Let's dumb it down. Let's crank our calendars back a millennia or so. See what the drudgies are talking about over at the Drudge Report. Oh, yeah. Mizzou students told to report hurtful speech to police. They're jumping over. Drudge is jumping. You know, they're ignoring the whole racism aspect, of course, of what happened at the University of Missouri.
That's
not their gig.
Yeah, they're just trying to paint these students as being wusses.
Oh, and
they're taking race out of this. That's amazing.
And look at the the liberal commie fascist college campuses who are stifling free speech of the media. Because did you see that video yesterday? There was a guy, a photographer, who was when president announced he was bailing.
Out of love.
He was quitting. And when he announced he was quitting, they were protesting out on the campus.
Right.
And there was an actual photographer trying to get pictures of what was going on. And they started like saying, get out of here, get out of here. But he was on public property. And he was like, I don't have to. And they're like, get out of our faces and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, a woman comes over and she's like, you need to leave. He's like, no, I don't. No, I do not. Yes, you do. You need to get out of here right now. And he's like, no, I really don't. And then she turns and she starts yelling, anybody, can we get some muscle over here to get rid of this photographer?
Damn.
She calls for muscle.
What are we devolving into?
Now they've issued a big apology and everything. Well, it turns out, this is what's funny. It turns out the woman screaming, get out of here, is the professor of media.
Are you kidding me?
At the
school.
Right, at the school. So, were they trying to hide the fact that these protests were still going on? Were they, you know, no, we don't know what's, things were, you know, getting a little rowdy outside, even despite the fact that what's his face had quit. But the Drudge is upset about the fact that there was an email sent out today that is urging, oh, now they're pissed, because they're urging, the email allegedly urges people to call them and report any hurtful speech they encounter on the campus.
Okay.
So one of the problems was that there was a lot of the N-word getting slung around.
Right.
On campus.
It's a hostile environment.
To, right, the 10% or so, I think a little bit less, of students there that are African American.
I mean, are you legally allowed, if you're on a college campus, can you just go out in the middle of the whatever and yell out N-word, N-word, N-word?
Sure.
Apparently.
I mean, like, right. I mean, it's a public place, but it's also university property.
It's not illegal.
But if I'm the president of the university, can I make a rule that says no N-word, please?
Yeah.
Probably. That's probably, there's probably codes of conduct.
Suspended or, yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think it's like a criminal law.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, unless you could argue that it amounts to a threat, like a threat of violence, like that any reasonable person hearing that would feel physically threatened.
Is it hate speech?
I don't know much about hate speech stuff. Sorry. It's also like different from state to state, and I'm not up on Missouri. Like,
oh, yeah, okay. How dare you?
Well, that's nice. She's a lawyer, and she actually just told us she didn't know. I would expect these professional types just to make up some bullshit. Now just be like, oh, yeah, yeah.
No, lawyers say I don't know more than... There's so many laws, you guys, out there. Don't expect your lawyer friend to know everything. If it's the fucking... if they do personal injury, they don't know anything about your landlord-tenant
issue. That's why they're specialties, right?
Yeah.
Right. I don't want a foot doctor operating on my brain.
Exactly.
But if you don't have a choice.
Well, sure.
Like if it's the zombie apocalypse.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with calling the police if someone yells the N-word at you. I mean, yes, you call the campus.
School police.
Yes, you call. Do you think?
Well, I mean, if you perceive it as a threat, if you feel like the guy yelling the N-word or whatever word at you across the street is going to come over and cut you into little pieces, then can't you call someone and say, I feel like I'm being threatened?
Well, I just... Yeah, if you actually feel threatened, for sure. Also, if I saw, like, a particular frat, like, van doing that, then I think you should report it. Like, that frat should be known on campus.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Excuse me. Just burping into the... I haven't done radio in a while.
This is a burp-friendly, gas-friendly studio.
I feel like the show Rick and Morty has done a lot for burping.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen that.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, a lot of burping, though.
All right.
Anyway.
So, yeah, that's what's going on there. That's what Drudge feels the most important thing of the day is that they're stifling free speech, which includes yelling the N-word over at the Drudge Report.
Don't they care about all these kids?
I mildly agree with them on this one, I think. I don't know. That's a rough one. Like calling the police.
Oh, yeah.
On someone yelling the N-word.
Right.
Well, it says told to report.
That doesn't necessarily mean the cops.
To police.
Right. Oh, to police.
Campus police are bored. I mean, I think it might just be to give them something to do.
Right.
And what are they going to do? Stop or you'll stop again?
Can the campus police, can they shoot you? Are they licensed to kill?
Yeah, they're like real police.
We just had a not that long ago, there was a campus cop that went off campus, remember? And killed somebody off the reservation. You know, he was off the campus.
Mm-hmm.
And... another bad traffic stop and, of course, felt threatened and had to shoot somebody 87 times or something like that. So they are, I mean, as far as I know, some of them can be armed.
Right.
And extensions, that deal was like an extension of the county, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's actually...
They were assigned, they were campus police, but they also had, were under the jurisdiction of the county or something like that. I don't know how the fuck it works. So, yeah, Missouri media professor was among those harassing reporters at the protest, which is some straight up bullshit, too. I mean, what she was doing is bullshitty.
I mean, she should know better.
Melissa Click is her name. Professor Melissa Click.
Professor Click
can be seen protesting among students and harassing an ESPN photojournalist.
What?
When another student was filming inside some safe space. Safe space? I don't know what that means.
Well, safe space. That's media what safe we're in right now. Crab Diving Studio is a safe space.
It is.
I feel warm here.
Oh, yeah.
You need to get out. You need to get out, she yelled. Actually, I don't, he said. Then she grabbed his camera.
Uh-oh.
That's
pulling
a no-no.
Sean Penn.
And then she says, hey, who wants to help me get this reporter out of here? I need some muscle over here.
Jeez.
It's weird that you think, like, in this day and age, that one could think that. Like, have cell phones just not gotten to Missouri yet?
Right.
Everybody has a fucking camera.
Yeah. Right.
You're never going to keep that out. What a silly person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And, sips coffee.
As she talks, drop mic, sip coffee.
Right.
So that's what's going on there. That's the headline at the Drudge. Also on the side, a typically unflattering picture of Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Right.
Killary. And it says FBI full-blown investigation.
Of what?
Acolytes are trying to shut down the probe. These, of course, lead to WND.
Oh, okay. Classy.
WorldNet Daily, where you can also find out when the next blood moon that is going to show when the apocalypse is happening will be.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know some girls who are really into, like, being in a coven and talking about astrology and stuff like that. And they do just seem like the left's version of the WorldNet Daily people, right?
Where do you meet these girls, these coven girls?
I grew up in L.A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Becky's friends with a bunch of witches.
I know them, all right?
They're right. Not...
Okay, yeah, I'm a witch.
I knew it! She's a witch!
And the other story leads to Politico, which says the FBI is stepping up interviews.
Right.
I'm sure somewhere in here, somebody says something about a full-blown investigation, and that's what Drudge is seizing on. Because, yeah. Of course, somewhere buried deep is an email that Hillary said, fuck them, let them die.
Yes.
In Benghazi, right? That's
the only
thing they're going to be satisfied with.
You said Politico. Now, that's the website that Ben Carson is against.
Among others, but Politico is the
hates
one
that one, though.
I would imagine he's just against websites.
The hit piece, yeah. Politico was the first one to call him out on one of them. Several stories he's been called. All you got to do is pick a chapter, apparently, of his book.
It's all bullshit.
And fact check it these days, which is what's happening. And now he's getting all pissy. I can't wait tonight.
And here's the thing. If you did have a political record, then you could tell people don't worry about my personal life. Just look at my voting record or like what I did for the state of such and such when I was a governor. But there's nothing like that. So it's all we have to talk about. And how do you expect to just not get vetted when you're running for president?
Right.
God, that's true. So
like, how are you that into yourself that you're like, you guys should just love me. Calm down. Don't ask any questions.
Right.
Which is what everybody is even the right media, the frauds on the right,
yeah.
The propagandists in the ultra-right-wing media are saying, oh, come on. I mean, this is nuts. Like, we're not going to ask you questions.
To be fair.
Fox told them to get bent.
And it's a bad long-term strategy. Like, it's good in the short term. I think it wins, you know, some quick points in the debates and stuff because mm-hmm. the people who vote in Republican primaries hate the media. But the media is who's going to be covering you for the next year and a half if you plan on staying in this race. And, like, you need to make them not hate you at least some.
I think it's a loss because I think all he can do is fire up his base, which isn't going to change.
Right.
It's not going to affect anybody on the fence about him that he's going after the media because all the other fools up there are going to be swinging at the media.
Right.
All they have to do, he's caught lying. I mean, he's caught. And I think for the later on, it's going to taint him for possibly getting the nomination because there's no way that the moderate Republicans are going to fall for that.
Have you seen that thing going around of the photos of his house?
Mm-mm.
Oh, this is good radio talking about photos, huh?
That's great.
Close your eyes. Imagine a home.
I'm curious about what goes on in his house.
It just kind of looks like a giant display case to how great he is.
Oh, okay.
There's just all his awards and, you know, signed picture of him and George W. Bush. And there's a painted picture of him and Jesus.
No.
Wait,
girlfriend said that's really common among crazy religious people.
What?
She didn't say crazy. She just said it's really common. And then I added, these people are crazy.
Big spiral staircase, big painting of himself in his doctor outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Which really looks like a shrine. It's between two big windows with bunting.
Yeah, it looks like a giant Ben Carson museum.
This looks like a mausoleum. Yeah, like
oh,
a mausoleum.
Yeah, and there's a proverb where the word proverb is misspelled.
Proverb. Proverb.
And it's chiseled into the wall.
Yeah, P-O-V-E-R-B-S. By humility and the fear of... Wait.
By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life.
Is that your Ben Carson?
Proverbs 22:4.
Is that Ben Carson?
No, just, that's for
sure. That's like, I was like, that kind of
I thought you were
like
kidding it. About the Jesus thing.
Does he have a picture?
Isn't that silly? Oh,
this is, we're stealing this picture.
What is A-Rod? A-Rod has that picture of himself as a Minotaur or the Centaur or something.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Does Ben Carson have the same thing?
Well, it's Jesus standing behind Ben Carson.
I've been to Minos, by the way, but that's neither here nor there.
Really? And it's really white Jesus, too. White fucking Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus had his teeth lightened, too, it looks like.
Well, everybody did in North Africa back then.
And they're both, true. He's wearing a weird kind of... He looks like he's wearing a Japanese robe instead
Jesus?
Of like the usual Jesus outfit.
I can't tell if that's like his doctor's robe or...
And he's got his arm... his hand on Ben's shoulder, and it almost looks like he's
Jackie,
really digging
Jackie.
In there. But Ben seems to be smiling. How creepy!
How are people this into Jesus? I mean, it's so weird.
There's the wall downstairs. You can play pool.
I think it's mostly the networking that it avails for you. Yeah, I mean, you show up to church, you make lots of business connections, and all you got to do is be real into a guy that might not have existed.
Might. You think Jesus is real? He existed?
No. I don't.
You hit it. You heard it here first, folks.
There's not a lot of real evidence.
No. What about the Shroud of Turin?
I mean, I don't have a problem with the Wall of Awards down in one area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I have that.
But
they're
the
all fake, the awards I made for myself.
But you have a shrine?
Yeah.
But this shit.
Lots of Big Dick Becky Esquire plaques.
But the giant portraits of myself, I probably would not hang all over the place.
You got, wait.
No, that was my mom.
There's one painting of
you. That was my mom.
It is a great painting.
It's gone. That was my mom.
Well, no, it's not gone. It's still here. Where is it?
I think I got rid of that.
No,
shit.
No. It's in your bedroom somewhere.
No,
I wanted to put
that
up.
Shit. That's never going up.
Why?
It's a photograph that she turned into a giant.
It's
painting
great.
With fake paint texture on it. Like, it looks like it was painted. It's horrible.
It's cool. Do you remember, does anybody here remember
80s.
Cavaricci's?
No.
Z Cavaricci pants?
Nope. Was I wearing Cavaricci's?
Yeah, you were.
I was not.
Z Cavaricci's. They were very, very stylish in the 80s, especially back. I lived in the Redneck Riviera, and all the little redneck kids had them. Z Cavaricci's.
This is the fashion segment of Crab Diving.
With
right
a mullet. That's
there
what
you
they
go.
Fashion flashback with right. Ryan Pfeiffer.
But you, in that picture, didn't you have a perm in the back of your
no,
head?
No, I've never had a perm.
Okay. Well, all right.
How dare you? Might have been a little mullety. It gets curly in the back if it gets long. What the hell are we talking about?
I don't know. Big Carson, yeah.
So, wait, did you guys already actually cover the Missouri story? Did you explain what happened?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Did you have
what's your take
special insight into it?
I just can't believe anyone says that word anymore.
Right.
Like, Missouri must be so far away. That's
where
all
are
I
you
have
from?
Say.
You should read the comments that I read every morning.
Yeah, they say it
on all
time.
The websites.
Yeah, that's true.
They're horrible people.
I just thought it was 15-year-olds on Xbox Live. That's what
that?
I thought it was contained
Call of Duty.
To.
Who would let their kids play video games online? Those people say horrible
what would,
things.
Oh, so you actually want to, like, hang out and watch your kids? No, you give them a video.
Right.
What are you talking about?
True. You used to throw them outside.
Kids are boring and
give
dumb.
Give them a frog or something. No.
Yeah, little Johnny, why don't you play Call of Duty? Hook up online with this perv over in Idaho. Sitting around in his underwear talking to 8-year-olds playing video games. Great.
In fact, that you mentioned that our president, for the first time,
he said the N-word?
Inexplicably. No, I've heard him say it a couple of times. He launched a Facebook page, finally.
Oh, good.
Welcome to 2009, Barack, or whatever.
He has doesn't he have his personal Facebook account, I wonder? It's probably locked.
Yeah, how else does he stalk his daughters? How does he know his daughters? You got to have a Facebook.
Oh, I'm sure. He gets a report. He's the fucking president. You kidding me? The NSA is all over that shit.
Aren't those kids followed around by security?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's a joke. I try to make jokes sometimes.
Right. Okay. No. Listen, that was a great joke.
Live radio's hard. They don't all stick.
No, I was serious though, but they do get their own Secret Service detail, right?
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Then how the fuck did
they fuck? I know, right?
How did Charlie Sheen's kids get abducted in Martin Sheen's kids, sorry, get abducted in West Wing that
in
one
the bathroom.
Episode?
Yeah, right. It was like at a party. She'd been complaining about having West Wing facts come to Big Dick Becky. Yeah, it was. She was taken out of the. She was like, "Leave me alone! I'm just trying to go to the bathroom." And she went to the bathroom, and that's where she got abducted.
And she was taken. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt the story.
No. I'm still trying to find that. I'm still trying to find what I was talking about.
So who do you guys think is the next to drop out of the race?
Jindal.
Next Republican, yeah.
Jindal, or you think he's in it to win it?
I think Jindal's going to hang for a while.
I think it might be Ben.
He's still got a little money.
Ben Carson's losing it daily.
No, Ben's going to be in for a little while. He's got a book to sell.
Yeah.
But dude, that meltdown we played yesterday.
He's still number one in some of the, yeah, and he's still got people, his Ponzi scheme is still going, his weird direct mail kind of Ponzi scheme thing, which they're starting to call shenanigans on that now and look into it. But I think Rand Paul.
I think so too, because he's trying to get, he needs to win his Senate seat.
Right. Although the pressure, they say, came off of him a little bit because that lunatic won, Matt Bevin.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that, you know, that shows the strength of the Republicans there, that it might not be as vital for little Randy Paul to quit and go home and try to make nice to win his Senate seat. But
yeah, but more people are going to turn out
for
a November election than
I think he'll check these numbers after this debate tonight. And if he's not going anywhere, I think probably Rand Paul.
God, does he even, what is he at? What, 0.5% or something?
Well, tonight, he's at the adult table, and you got to be 2.5%.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
No. Christie didn't make it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Jindal, he's still at the kids' table. Santorum, I don't know what the fuck Santorum's doing.
Unless, right.
I don't even think he has a book.
Yeah,
he's doing.
He's a true believer. I think he stays in for a while.
Who's funding him, though? I mean, I can't. He's dropping. He's almost in Lindsey Graham territory. Asterisk. Poor Lindsey Graham, by the way. I am upset about that.
I am, too.
He's the most entertaining.
He's hilarious.
I'm sad about Lindsey.
Yeah, I mean.
He's going to be live tweeting it, he said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
He said
his podium?
No, he's gone.
Oh, right.
He got kicked off.
Yeah, he's going to be live tweeting it from his lounger with a mint julep.
I think he had to have 1%, right. And he didn't make that. So.
Is it true that his pool boy actually tweets for him or no?
Yeah, several. But I think Lindsey is, he said he's going to be participating via social media.
Raul. I wanted him to last longer because he always seems like he's on the brink of tears. And I just wanted to see
Lindsey Graham.
Has anybody wanted Lindsey Graham to last longer?
I don't know. I got that one.
Hey.
Anyway, the story about Obama joining Facebook launched his page. And, you know, a tsunami of the N-word greeted him on Facebook.
Ugh.
I mean, you talk about, you can't believe that it's 2015 and they still use this word. Well, it's still going on quite extensively. Do we have a Twitter?
No,
tweet us on the show if you like, at Crab Diving.
Oh, I lied. Actually, we do. We have heard from Twitter. Twitter is saying they like hearing the Irish priest impression. You did that. Let's hear a little more.
I don't remember doing the Irish
read another proverb.
We'll
maybe,
do it.
Maybe she's listening to a previous episode.
We'll do a role play. Big Dick Becky, you'd be the choir boy coming in to ask the priest a question. It's late at night.
The
lighting's, you know, at half and Pat, you're a priest.
Okay.
Scene. Go ahead. Lights up. Action.
Oh, hi.
Oh, yes, Timmy. What can I do for you?
It's hard for me to say.
Oh, talk about how it's hard, Timmy.
I'm getting bullied.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Is it sexual kind of bullying, Timmy?
What is sexual bullying?
And scene. Perfect, guys. That's really great. Thank you so much.
I was just going to fire up some music and a little Jesus juice for Timmy.
Good job, guys. Let's clap for them, everyone. Give it up for the
good
Irish
scene.
Priest.
And scene.
And the lonely boy.
Yes, and.
You do a great lonely boy.
Thanks.
We can see what else is going on here in the loony world.
Hey.
Oh, you know this bullshit about the cups.
Oh, yeah.
Starbucks.
Cup my balls.
Cupgate.
Oh, right. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that. Tell me.
Do you not know?
No.
Starbucks every year comes out with a holiday design on their cuppage.
Oh, and the one this year is like communistic or something?
The one this year, like last year had... It was like red with snowflakes, and you know, the year before it had maybe a Christmas tree, and the year before it had people skiing and shit. Oh,
that's cute.
Winter scenes.
Yeah. I like that.
Surprisingly, never anything cross-like.
Mm-hmm.
Never anything, nobody with bloodied hands.
Yeah,
waving at you.
Can I get a latte with a half-naked man bleeding on the cup,
right.
Please? That's nice. Can't they pour a crucifixion shape with the steamed milk?
And so this year they announced their new design.
Yes.
And it is a kind of almost a two-tone, but it looks like one color, but it's all red.
Yes.
It's just all red. Mm-hmm. And it gradually gets slightly darker as it goes down to the bottom.
Like the blood of Jesus.
And they say they want it to represent the simplicity of the holiday season, and you can decorate it yourself and things like that.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Well,
So who could have anything bad to say about that?
Yesterday, Fox, we played the clip. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Fox News declared it. Is the war on Christmas starting?
There is no war on Christmas.
Outrage. Outrage, I tell you, over the fact that they're pulling Jesus off Starbucks. And even Donald the Trump, who we've talked about here.
God, you read, it was a crab diving offline conversation, but you read some crazy quotes from Trump about this whole situation.
I think I played them. And
no,
there.
Did you? Oh, awesome.
Done. Spirit, people graduate now from college. One of the
boycott against Starbucks.
Hold on. Sorry. That's one of these USA
Sorry,
Today.
I'm touching all the buttons. Sorry.
It's one of these USA Today bullshitty fucking things. Here we go.
Spirit, people graduate now from college.
The boycott against Starbucks holiday cups got a powerful new ally Monday.
Our students, they go to college.
You know what? They have this is a Hollywood Hick moment where he gets all pissed off about multiple videos opening.
Oh, yeah, don't break anything.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Internet. Fuck you, USA Today, and your multiple videos opening.
By the way, there's a brand new Hollywood Hick today, right? 7 o'clock Pacific?
Sure. Brand new sparkling Hollywood Hick tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, with Brent Paris?
Oh, yes.
With Brent Paris for your ears. There is a brand new sparkling episode 97, three away from 100.
Wow.
I know what that means.
Good for him.
Here's Donald Trump talking about Starbucks.
People graduate now from college. One of the biggest questions I get when I go around are students. They go to college. They do well. They borrow money up to here. They get through and they can't get a job, and now they owe money, and the country wants to go after them. The country wants to go after these kids. And what has the country done? They've given jobs out to everybody else. Today I read, and I have Starbucks.
Meanwhile, that's a little populist-y, isn't it? He has these wafts of sanity, almost, and populist messages that his herd of open mouth birds that are just waiting for every crumb don't care about. It seems that when he starts talking about the fact that he used to like or that he used to be for single payer, or and shit like that.
I mean, and some of these students have to declare bankruptcy,
right?
You know, like Donald Trump did four times,
which is why Bernie Sanders says, hey,
actually, you can't. You guys want to hear some bankruptcy law?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Sure.
I just researched this recently because of my own $250,000 of student loan debt. It's not dischargeable in bankruptcy. There's about 1% of student loans that are dischargeable in bankruptcy, and that's for people who prove a serious disability, and then every year the government comes back and checks.
You're to make sure you're still fucked up.
Yeah, to make sure that disability is still ongoing. Otherwise, it will get like undischarged in bankruptcy.
Oh my God. Don't you think maybe a better... What about this strategy? What about going down to MacArthur Park here in Los Angeles, which the area is kind of famous. You can go down there and get a fake ID, a fake birth certificate. Why don't you do that and just start over a whole new identity? What's wrong with that? As a lawyer, what are your thoughts?
I just, I'm afraid of that park, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of crime at that park.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's got a fountain that just looks like a broken water main, but it's not. It's actually a fountain.
Yeah.
Picturesque.
Fecal fountain, kind of.
Yes. Chocolate fountain.
Gross.
Jobs out to everybody else. Today I read, and I have Starbucks, they're my tenants. Did you read about Starbucks? No more Merry Christmas on Starbucks. No more.
It didn't say Merry Christmas last year or the year before or the year before that.
Someday I want to have an ego big enough to where, you know what? I'm about to speak to thousands of people. Maybe a million will see it later. One of the clips, but I'm just not going to prepare. I got this.
He's off the cuff, man.
I got that. I don't need to learn anything or research because I am just that good at everything. I want that ego for a minute.
Yeah.
I think they're seeding the audience, too, behind him.
I'm Big Dick Becky, and I don't have nearly that ego.
Right.
I think they're seeding the audience behind him because...
Is it a Benetton ad?
Yeah. Historically, everything you see from Trump is angry old white people in the audience, and now behind him there's a black guy. It looks like a Hispanic woman. It looks like it might be a Middle Eastern dude.
Because
another black guy, an Asian woman.
Do you know any? Do you have any friends of color that like Donald Trump?
No,
I met one person.
You guys have friends of color?
Oh yes, tons.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm very liberal and hippie.
Cool.
I'm progressive. I was talking to a Mexican friend of mine.
Uh-huh. Was it Sosa?
No. At a bar, and this guy likes Trump. He's like, I like Trump. My parents are going to vote for Trump, probably.
I don't get that.
Do you make $5 million a year? If you don't, then you probably shouldn't vote for Trump.
If you do make that much money, you should get your estate planning done.
Okay.
KlugerEstatePlanning.com.
Kluger Estate Planning.
Is that true?
That's true.
At, by the way, Big Dick Becky. Hey, at Big Dick Becky on the Twitter. We'll do your estate planning.
While we're talking about your Big Dick Becky stuff, what's up with this that picture you have on your attorney page on Facebook? Have you seen that, Pat?
I did see that picture.
it's temporary. My girlfriend put it. I was like, dude, that's a silly picture. She said, you look hella old. So she thinks I look old and attorney-like in that picture where I'm making a silly face in front of a silly mural. But I'm wearing a suit and earrings. I'm stunted.
I'm wearing a suit.
But it's in front of a mural with like a bear in a suit.
It's from the Thousand Oaks Holiday Cups. Got a powerful new...
Fucking...
It's from the Thousand Oaks Library.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some inside facts into Kluger Law.
She wants to let her potential clients know that she can read.
Exactly. I think it's nice. I was at the library.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
You read about Starbucks? No more Merry Christmas on Starbucks. No more. I wouldn't buy. Hey, look, I'm speaking against myself.
Oh, I hate U.S. fucking A today. When you scroll even away from the immediate... look, I'm sounding like the Hollywood hick here.
You aren't mad enough right now.
Spirit?
That's true. Here we go.
I wouldn't buy. Hey, look, I'm speaking against myself. I have one of the most successful Starbucks in Trump Tower. Maybe we should boycott Starbucks. I don't know. Seriously. I don't care.
Yeah, why would you?
I don't care about anything.
That's the end of that lease, but who cares?
Oh, that's the end of that lease, but who cares?
What a great business guy. This is the guy running my country?
Yeah, I have the most successful Starbucks in my building. Fuck them. I'm getting rid of them because they kicked Christmas off of my cups.
What a fucking asshole. These people are good enough to lease from him at his fucking building, and he's treating them like shit?
I don't care.
What is his fucking problem?
I don't care. Who cares? Who cares?
How much do you think Starbucks pays for that lease at the Trump Tower?
A lot, probably, yeah.
Man.
But By the way,
what do you think of a spectacular parade of assholes buying fucking macchiatos there at the Trump building? The poor baristas who work there having to deal with that just tsunami wave after tsunami wave of assholage, right?
Dude, I worked in the financial district in Chicago at a Starbucks. So many people are just dicks. I mean, all these people who work at these financial services operations and stuff, they are not nice to their barista or service people.
Yeah, all the Ayn Rand, the titty suckers.
Listen, one of these titty suckers asked me why there wasn't 5/8 of an inch of foam in his latte. But, you know.
Did you hear a Simon Gibson story about Jake Gyllenhaal?
By the way, Simon Gibson is a comedian, very funny in the Los Angeles area.
Sorry.
For our listeners in Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah. In Zimbabwe, they're like, we see Simon Gibson.
Yeah, Simon Gibson.
He said Jake Gyllenhaal asked for a dry latte.
Oh, yeah.
And they reiterated his order by explaining, completely dry. You fucking cunt. So now I'm not a Jake Gyllenhaal fan. Just pass that along.
That is enough to make me hate him. Because that, like, causing a little bit of hell.
What's a dry latte?
I don't know.
It's just the foam.
Which is a fucking cappuccino. Right?
Oh, sorry. Maybe it was a dry cappuccino.
No. You can't. A dry latte just means a cappuccino. Because the latte has milk and foam
and
espresso.
The point is, he was a dick. Let's not get into it. This is such a liberal show. Now we're arguing about coffee.
Yeah, I'm a real Nazi about what is what.
I don't care. By the way, that's the end of that lease, but who cares? Who cares? Who cares? But today, a big story that Starbucks is taking Merry Christmas off. No more Merry Christmas. I will tell you. Lots of big things, lots of little things. You can call this anything you want. But if I become president, we're all going to be saying Merry Christmas again. That I can tell you.
There you go. Oh, he's got my vote now. Everybody's fucking saying Merry Christmas.
There's going to be a fucking Christmas tree at the White House any day. There's still Christmas at the White House.
Right.
Calm the fuck down.
Right. They're still going to have a tree, right?
Yeah. It's a thing that happens every year.
God, if I was president, I'd put up one of those Festivus poles. We put up one here at Crab Diving every year, right?
We do.
Festivus.
Drinking
some beer.
Yeah.
We usually do a beer can festival pole. Right. Festivus pole.
You obviously aren't a Seinfeld fan, Big Dick Becky.
Sorry.
It's a Festivus. That's a famous reference from a Seinfeld episode.
Got it. Cut it.
I'll
show myself out.
That's it. Where's the ejection button?
Oh, ejector seat, trap door. wrong.
I've got some more clips from this amazing. We played Huckabee yesterday, was it? If you go to crabdiving.com or go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a nice fucking review.
Five stars.
Listen to us on Stitcher or on iTunes, by the way.
Maximum stars.
It helps spread the crabs.
Spread it.
Yesterday we talked. We played Huckabee's speech. Today we played a little bit of Ted Cruz, the third ninny to show up.
Ninny
at this religious hate fest in the Iowa was none other than Paiush. Bobby Jindal.
Why doesn't he go by Paiush? That's a great name.
It's Paiush.
Hey, Paiush.
You want somebody in the middle of Mississippi? Where is he? Louisiana.
Yeah.
Get the fuck
Paiush,
out of here.
Paiush, what the hell's that?
It does sound like a kind of swamp, though. It's not like there's the bayou.
Right.
Paiush.
Yeah.
Paiush, yeah.
They got some strange names down there. Some of those Cajuns. I don't know why they'd think that was weird.
If your name is Paiush, how do you say it correctly? Like, what is it? Is it Paiush? Paiush?
I don't know. We'd have to.
Well, the rednecks aren't going to say it right. It's going to be like.
Just get Bobby to be a guest on your show. And then.
Sure. I would definitely. Would you have. We would have Bobby Jindal in here.
Absolutely.
I give him a fucking show.
They're all clamoring.
Clam.
To try to get here on Crab Diving.
Oh, yes.
So Bobby Jindal was on this ridiculous stage where this asswipe, Kevin Swanson.
Fuck you, Bobby.
Was asking him. You know, how Jesus-y he is to be president.
How Jesus-y he is.
Be wise. Be wise, therefore, O ye kings of the earth. Be instructed, ye judges. Kiss the sun, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way. When his anger is kindled.
I mean,
what is he reading from Lord of the fucking Rings?
Right. I think he's. I think it's a Game of Thrones script.
What of Yoda?
Right? Is that him?
No, that's
a different one.
What's that guy? That's a speaker of tongues guy. Keith Copeland or something.
Oh, Kenneth Copeland.
Kenneth Copeland.
Yeah. But a little. Jesus Christ is very much alive, and he's on the right hand of the Father. Let's acknowledge that. Let's acknowledge his presence.
Wait, that's news to... I didn't know Jesus was alive.
And on the right hand of the Father.
Wait, is that part of... I thought he's not supposed to come back until there's like a thing with horses and stuff.
Oh, yes. I don't know.
Well, I don't think he's dead, though.
He's...
Wasn't he assumed up into heaven?
Yeah, he's hanging
out. In body form.
Right. Oh, he's in body. He's in body.
After he zombied out, he was back for a few days.
Yeah, I just remembered I don't care.
And then they sucked him back up into the sky.
Okay, oh, yeah. Got it.
So he's got a body, probably eating
shit and
stuff.
It's like trying to tell someone about a South Park episode. That's what Christianity sounds like. And then the dog's
like
gay.
And this is of a little less importance. I would like to introduce to you a candidate for the president of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, the governor of Louisiana, Governor Bobby Jindal. Please come on.
What a fucking whore. I mean, seriously. He really... This is the guy, let's not forget, like 3 or 4 years ago, was the one saying, we got to stop being the party of stupid. We got to stop saying crazy things. We got to stop being the party of stupid. And then this guy, more than any of them, has his head so far up his fucking ass. He's the one who came out with that, the Muslim no-go zones in London.
Yes.
Remember Birmingham? He said he had a speech where he was on TV and he said, look at in Birmingham, they have no-go zones all over the place in Birmingham where the Muslims have declared Sharia and cops aren't allowed to go. And Birmingham was like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
He's also the person who did an exorcism in college.
Right. Did he really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Participated in exorcism. In college.
I wonder what that's like.
An exorcism.
Paush, we're going to let you participate in an exorcism. Oh, drop them pants, boy.
No,
agonizing.
No. He was the one who exorcised the demon.
Yeah.
From which apparently is like hella against Catholic law. Only a priest is supposed to do that.
Ooh, I didn't know he broke that
So
law.
He's a real rule breaker. He was a real rebel.
Paush Jindal.
I keep forgetting he's Catholic. He's gone so batshit. He seems like evangelical that I just keep forgetting that he's a Catholic. Same with Santorum.
Yeah.
By the way, this Kevin Swanson guy, when he's introducing Bobby, he sounds like he's whacking it at the same time. You hear his voice, he's like...
He's crazy.
Look, the IRS could be coming after churches and pastors next. We can't simply say, well, it doesn't impact me because I'm not a...
Well, I'm one of these that thinks the IRS should fucking come after churches and pastors next. Because all y'all are doing nothing but sticking your big religious-y noses into the political debates where you're not fucking supposed to.
Yeah, they're supposed to be apolitical, right?
Right.
To get that exemption.
I ain't telling you who you should vote for. But Hillary kills babies.
Yeah,
but I ain't telling you.
Actually, I don't think to get the exemption you have to be apolitical. It's that you have to like do a certain amount of public good with the money that you take in.
Okay.
So the money that you take in can't be like for profit. You have to be putting it back into the community.
How does Joel Osteen?
It has to be apolitical for you to have a 501c3.
Oh, okay.
That's where that delineation comes in.
How does Joel Osteen get away with it?
Who's that?
Joel Osteen, these megachurch assholes who take in millions.
Because the IRS is afraid to go after anyone because they are actually apolitical and they're afraid of becoming a political football. It's self-preservation.
Mm. A baker, I'm not a caterer, I'm not a musician. They're coming after those of us that want to live our lives according to our Christian faith. It shouldn't take a governor's executive order to protect our First Amendment rights.
Which, by the way, his executive order has already been challenged in courts. And he signed one of these heinous religious freedom acts in Louisiana that they've already been, one or two of them have already been struck down by other judges in other.
I don't know anything about that.
He's just a big asshole.
See, lawyers admit they don't know stuff all the time.
The founding fathers.
No, they don't. They don't know stuff. They don't always admit it.
Right. The Constitution on purpose. They understood that America did not create religious liberty. Religious liberty created the United States of America.
Say what?
Meanwhile, Jindal.
What you talk about, Willis?
I wonder if he's wearing Glenn Beck jeans. He's in jeans and a blue button down.
This is one of my problems about the right, is that they talk all the time about the founding fathers, yet know nothing about them. Right. Ben Carson did it the other day when he was like, well, the founding fathers had no political experience. And it's like,
oh, that's such crap. Yeah.
It's like 13 out of 60 had never held political office. By the way, they were all lawyers.
Right.
And you should know something about the law when your job is to make a bill become a law.
Yes.
Like when your job is the law.
Right.
It's kind of a thing. And that's part of how I think our country was founded and was set up for success, was because people understood law and government who started it. Anyway.
Wow.
Go on. Carry on.
Double gong.
Double gongs. You had a good point.
Jindal's crowd liked it too.
Oh my God. Wait a second. Are those people cheering for Bobby Jindal?
People are whistling for Bobby Jindal.
Like I don't know
like
how to whistle.
There's panties flying up off the on the stage right now.
Would you fling your panties for Paiyush?
I'm not yours. I was going to say there's big giant granny panties flying up on the stage at Paiyush right now.
No freedom of association or freedom of speech without religious liberty. So when the left tries to take God out of the public square, we need to remind them.
No one's taking God out of the public square.
And you don't need to remind us about God. It's everywhere, dick face. It's on the fucking money.
Prefer not to have God in the government square or in the government-sponsored square.
Yes.
Or in our fucking schools.
Founding fathers got something profoundly right, and I heard your remarks earlier, and I agree with them.
There he is.
They got something profoundly right. Government is not what makes America great. Government doesn't create our rights. The founding fathers were creating a limited government to secure but not create our God-given
rights. You knew he was going there.
Right.
Government doesn't create rights. The Lord creates your rights. Except the gay ones.
We're endowed by these inalienable rights because we were created in God's image. The founding fathers got that right. No earthly court can change the definition of.
And they threw God all over the Constitution. It's in every other sentence.
Spattered.
Oh, wait.
Marriage, no federal government, no ACLU should be able to take away our religious liberty rights. We were given those by God Almighty.
The ACLU. It just cracks me up because the ACLU courts. Has also helped a significant amount of Christians who really did get. Some persecution, or really do have discrimination.
They even protected the KKK's
right.
So it's like
he's a big devil.
He said no earthly court could overtake what other court?
Like can change God the court? Definition of marriage.
Heaven? Cloud court.
Cloud court. Is there a cloudly court? The earthly court. Now, Becky, where do you practice law? In earthly courts or cloud courts?
Usually earthly court, unless there's an appeal. Then we go up to the cloud court.
You go to cloud court.
It sounds batshit crazy. Earthly court. Grow up, wacko.
So that's what's going on there as my computer does a little tiny melt fucking down.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll just sit here and talk amongst ourselves. Oh, so okay. What's going on? Go ahead.
I mean, you know, well, we're talking about, God, look at this guy walking across the street. I don't mean to change the subject, but he's losing his mind. See, that guy needs health care. You see him? He looks nuts.
It's one of the hard things about living in Los Angeles. The desperation here is palpable.
Well, didn't someone declare a public emergency for the homeless problem in L.A.?
Really?
And some money's got...
It is an emergency. It feels that way.
Yeah, not that long ago, L.A. passed some emergency fundage and a really good bill, actually, where they're going to be putting up some low-cost and zero-cost housing over near the campus, near UCLA, you know, where the...
The DMV is.
Fucking DMV is.
Evil.
And that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny to listen to these Republicans bitch and fucking moan about what Starbucks has or doesn't have on their cups.
Because they know they can't actually win on policy.
Yeah.
So they have to bring up other shit.
But there's all these, there's this poverty in this country. And Bernie Sanders is right. It's nuts. No one's talking about it. These that's all they should be fucking talking about is the distribution of income.
I just so wish that like we could just know today that Ben Carson is the nominee. Because then we could be like, guys, let's just nominate Bernie Sanders. Then we could have a real liberal who will actually win. Because how could he lose?
He wins against everybody. The last poll that was out, both Hillary and Bernie win against all the top five or six, you know, that they on the Republican side head to head.
By popular vote or by the Electoral College
poll, by whatever they're polling, possible voters, yeah. And that Bernie actually wins a little bit better in some of the. In some of the head-to-head matchups, and the only one where it's tied is Hillary versus Rubio.
Yeah, I was going to say, I imagine it would be hard to beat Rubio because of Florida.
They're all going to support him.
But in Florida, we even talked about yesterday, the latest poll in Florida, which is not good for Jebediah, James Earl Jones Bush, is that he's going down. He's like, it's 7% in the state that he ran. The state that he was the uber poobah of for two terms and greased the wheels to make his fucking brother president.
Well, everybody there knows that he's a big shithead.
Can I ask you guys a question about the news? Because there's something I think I missed last week.
Sure. A question from Big Dick Becky.
Did Jeb's father say something recently about W's...
Yeah.
Didn't he say that W basically got captured by the neocons?
Yeah. No. Rumsfeld and Cheney tied him up in a closet.
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't elect impressionable people.
No, I think... Didn't Daddy Bush say his son had a nice hog? No, wait, that was Bieber's dad. Bieber's dad. About Bieber's dick.
Okay. He's running... he's writing a new book is out, coming out, a biography, an authorized biography George Bush 41. And he says some shit about, it almost is like he tries to take some of the blame off of Georgie. But then in other parts, the articles I've read, they've said, he also says, after he says, Rumsfeld did it, and Cheney took over, and Cheney did this. Cheney, the story that came out is that Cheney went over to the CIA to rattle cages and kick people in the balls to get them to spin the data the way he fucking wanted it. Find those WMDs, goddammit.
Which is weird, because the vice president isn't actually supposed to do anything. Other than, like, have dinner and stuff.
No. The vice president does shit, right? Don't they have the deciding vote if there's a...
Yeah, if there's a tie in the Senate. Yeah.
Right. Well, he's got to do that.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen ever.
And if, you know,
especially not since everything has to beat a 60...
69?
Yeah, everything has to beat a 69 sex act.
If somebody dies, they go to the state funerals, right?
Oh, yeah, they do stuff like that. You're supposed to you're supposed to look good and eat. You're not supposed to be like going Biden's to the CIA really and active, ginning up though. Evidence for.
Right. And that Rumsfeld, basically Daddy Bush, doesn't like the way that the whole party's gone and thinks they've gone batshit crazy and lost their minds.
Anyway.
And that he blames kind of Rummy and Dickie Cheney for steering his boy wrong. But then at the end, he does say, ultimately, though, the responsibility is at the feet of the president. So he does say, it's almost like you're saying, but he was hornswaggled.
Just a lot of gumption thinking we'd elect another Bush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine that. I mean, to me, it's laughable that guy's even in the race. There's even people in this country. I know it's not fair. I mean, Jeb Bush is his own fucking person. But I don't want anybody related to that lunatic.
Also, I don't like the false equivalency with the Bushes to the Clintons. Like that, because the Clintons aren't a political dynasty. They're a political marriage.
Right, right.
Like, no one inherited that. They both worked for it.
Right. Now, and, if Barbara was running.
No, or Chelsea.
Then right.
I could see Chelsea running for office. I bet she runs for office.
She looks delightful.
Right.
I want, that's someone I'd have a beer with.
Yeah, and I, listen, don't ruin Chelsea.
No, that's like the thing people say when they vote for president. Is that someone I'd have a beer with?
Listen, Chelsea, if you're listening, I know, if Big Dick Becky calls you up for coffee, I'm just saying, you know, whatever, go, but, you know, it's Kluger.
KlugerEstatePlanning.com.
Right.
KlugerEstatePlanning.com.
Wow. I pressed that long time ago.
Oh, really? It's just working.
Was that Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
That's just filibuster.
Yeah, I've got some computer dealio going on right now, but maybe parts of it are back. It's just moving glacially. I've got a story. What's a story I remember while it's loading?
Oh, really? Load. I put something on Facebook today that was crazy. Let me look at it. Let me look at our Facebook page.
Your computer's working.
Yeah. It's loading slowly.
I've got something here. There was a... Talking about Bernie. Becky, are you a Bernie fan? I mean, for the primaries, definite Bernie?
Yeah, for sure.
There was a mock election. Western Illinois University does these mock presidential elections. They've done three of them since 1975. And each time, they've accurately predicted the winner. Even though Jimmy Carter and Barack Hussein Obama were surprises that came, you know, surprisingly and won.
They predicted Obama?
Yeah.
Wow.
It says in other years they chose the correct party. And in 2011, it seems they predicted Romney Ryan ticket long before it was expected. So for some reason, this mock election they have seems to do pretty well.
Right. They don't have like a secret algorithm, a logarithm.
So what's what do they say is going to happen? What's my future? Tell me my future.
They just concluded their 2016 mock election.
Dee 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 dee.
And the winner,
yes,
Bernie Sanders.
Yay!
For some reason, awesome. They have Bernie winning the primary.
Hey. Who's going to be his running mate?
And then wiping the floor with the Republican nominee. They're predicting Jeb. I don't. This is like Jesus like resurrection shit. If Jeb can come back from where he is, I mean, right
what
now.
Would he have to do? What would he have to do to overtake Ben Carson and Donald Trump?
It's the turtle in the hair. What's that?
Proverb? Slow and steady.
Is that a proverb?
Sure,
it's a proverb.
Tortoise in the hair.
Yeah,
yeah.
The turtle guy and the bunny guy,
right?
You know, with the long race, turtle guy is gonna win.
The Bugs Bunny one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
But he's so boring, and he's no energy, Jeb. And
that's why he's going to lose the general. But he doesn't have as much as everyone else.
And unless they've started pulling the money out, he's still got $100 million.
How great would it be if it came out that Jeb Bush was on that AshleyMadison.com? That would be awesome.
That would be great. Or on the KKK list put out recently.
Didn't his wife have a drug problem for a while, and that's why he didn't run forever ago? But now, like, people don't care about that.
I think it's his daughter. So. Didn't his daughter have an issue?
Oh, really?
Didn't he come out and say something? He threw his daughter under the bus to get sympathy from the voters. My daughter had a drug problem.
Talked about her drug problem.
That's nice. Thanks, Dad.
I have a acquaintance who was a judge in Florida, and she's a lesbian, and she ended up working in Bush's cabinet.
Wow.
Yeah, so Bush was cool with working with dykes. So there's that. It's my little personal story.
Wow. Well, good for Jeb. I'm glad you're cool with that.
That was Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
Shame on you. You fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
They're already laughing. I love that.
But you know,
was our fucking president.
I know. I can see Jeb making similar awkward little faux pas, But Bush, when he says something stupid or fucks something up, he...
You mean 43. We should just call him by numbers.
Okay, yes. 43 would make this little, like, face. And it was, like, kind of funny. And he looked like a kid that just knocked over, you know, the candy jars.
You know what, though? Did you ever see Alexandra Pelosi's documentary about following George W. Bush?
No.
So it was when it was still the primary. She just chose him to follow, not knowing that he would become president. And I learned from that, like, how he won. He is so personable and charming in person. Like, the press loved him.
Right.
Because he was just, like, they were happy to see him. They'd be fucking bored in the back of the bus, and then W comes back.
Hey, let's do some shots.
And he's a fucking ball. Yeah, and, like, Jeb is not that person.
No. He looks miserable. No,
yeah.
He's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's... The only way is if Rubio can't shake the Gang of Eight stuff. Because that's really a big, giant tumor that he has to have excised.
And the Gang of Eight is... I'm concerned about our listeners.
When he... His comprehensive... immigration reform that they came up with when he first became a senator.
That he now says, like, I don't want that at all.
Well, yeah, I don't like that at all anymore, because...
Now Stacey likes it, and Stacey's a bitch. So I'm not voting for my self-sponsored bill anymore.
That's basically it. he helped write the goddamn bill that they sent down to the House of Lunatics that's been sitting there. It's a bipartisan bill.
Bye.
And... It is the orange guy who cried all the time would never bring it up. And the new guy, Eddie Munster, has already said he won't bring it up. So
shit. It's his own fucking bill.
No. That's Paul Ryan.
Oh, right.
Eddie Munster is Paul Ryan.
So
who's Marco Rubio then? Like, who is he? Who does he look like? Like big ears, you know.
He just looks like a Saturday morning cartoon, like some kind of two-tone.
He almost has like Scott Walker. Do you guys remember who Scott Walker is?
Yeah.
Who ran Wisconsin into the fucking ground and ran for president. Scott Walker always had that sitting dumb face or resting dumb face.
Yeah. Mm.
That's what Rubio has. He just defaults to looking stupid.
Yes. Although I think he's probably the best prepared.
Yeah, for sure.
Of the ones up there. I mean, I think he's really well handled, and he's got an answer for anything anybody's going to throw at him. Like when Jeb tried that sad, horrible little, well, I think Marco, you know, what do you work the French work week? 3 days? You know, I think you should, the people that represent you, he even looked... Did you see it?
Yeah.
He looked awkward doing it when he was like, Marco, I don't know. You know, you should show up for work, your constituents. And Mark was like, listen, the only reason you're doing that is because.
Yeah.
Talk to the hand.
Right.
I know what I'm doing.
And it worked.
I don't hang out with Stacey anymore. I got this.
It worked perfectly with that crowd. And poor little Jebediah.
I don't know. Like, as soon as there are fewer candidates, though. Because Rubio's platform is foreign policy, and he has no foreign policy experience. So actually imagining that if he actually won the primary, actually imagining him up against, say, Hillary Clinton, who has just loads and loads of...
Foreign policy experience? Why? Because she was Secretary of State?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
why?
Because she was like the foreign policy dude. That was her job for a long, long time.
Yeah. But do you think if Hillary is a nominee, is she going to hear any Benghazi chatter from the Republicans? Are they going to bring that up?
Yeah, probably.
Benghazi. Right. Well, they're still doing it.
Just seems like that would turn so many voters off, you know, especially moderates. Well, they don't want to hear about that.
I think we have another wave of emails coming out not too soon, right?
Email gate.
The way they're slowly bleeding, that's convenient, right? All these emails. All right. We're going to release them slowly of Hillary's so that they make sure they drag out the narrative as long as they can throughout the election season.
I just think most people have no idea what a server does. So it's like, you weren't supposed to use your server, you're supposed to use their server. I think a lot of people just imagine like an outlet strip.
Yeah.
You know, like you just plugged it into the wrong place and it's like, I might have done that. You know what? I don't care.
Right.
I just can't imagine people actually caring. Do you guys know what a server is?
Yeah, it's a, well, God, maybe I don't know. It's a place where all your information sits on in some weird cyberspace.
Heaven is a place where space. God lives. It just sounds right. like that. It's like, it's just like this magical
really
place.
It's just
know.
A place where data lives. and
hello, data. Yeah, how are you?
It's a place where data lives.
Get out of my server. Don't touch my server.
Is that a...
No, that's what Brooke Shields would say. You can't. I'm not gonna let you into my server.
I don't get it.
My Calvins. What was her line? You can't get into my Calvins.
Oh yeah! Wow.
You know
yeah.
Do you know who Brooke Shields?
1,000
is?
Years ago.
Becky.
No.
What?
Wait, I do, the but I fuck? Don't. I do, but I don't. You know what
How
I'm saying?
How the fuck do you not know who Brooke fucking Shields?
I'll recognize her if I saw her.
She
like
the supermodel. She was a famous supermodel actress. Actress, she was on Suddenly Susan or some kind of fucking.
Oh, so she's the one who changes the numbers over in Wheel of Fortune.
Yes, no, that's Vanna White. My God, you don't speak straight at all.
Do you guys know Vanna White is still alive and doing that?
Yeah,
oh, sure.
Yeah, I just saw her on television. The other
she's a genius.
Day.
Genius.
Don't wish Vanna White dead.
I wouldn't do that. I'm happy for her.
Okay.
now I'm trying to find this my computer.
Oh yeah, let's talk about David
still
Vitter.
Being quite cunty.
Who?
David Vitter.
There's a new ad.
Yes.
That has come out. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. Oh, my computer is really fucking irritating the hell out of me. But David Vitter, you know, is a senator from. Mississippi, who is running for governor there.
Yep.
David Vitter.
One of the least liked senators I've heard.
Yes. And also has had a little hookerish problems.
Oh, shit.
In the past.
He's got hooker money.
This is the guy, I think, that made his... one of his former hookeresses.
Yes, the hookeress.
get an abortion.
What?
Family man.
Life is precious.
well, now there's an ad, an anti-Vitter ad.
anti-Vitter.
That is out there.
Is he one of these guys that's pro-life?
By one of these. Oh, sure.
Of course he is.
Oh, sure. He's geez, guys, he's such a hypocrite.
And he's pulling the Jesus has redeemed me card.
Okay.
I think this is the one.
By the way, the internet is saying, great guest, legal knowledge and wit.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, internet.
Follow Big Dick Becky, at Big Dick Becky on the Twitter.
On Twitter.
here's an ad that's being run by John Belfour, Louisiana. That's the guy who is running against David Vitter, the Democrat.
Not to be confused with Balfour, the relief pitcher.
Right. Oh, that Grant Balfour?
Yeah.
I think
the Australian relief
did
pitcher.
Did he retire?
I think so, yeah.
I thought Grant Balfour was... I thought he was from Louisiana.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm getting him mixed up with somebody else. Oh,
anyway.
Shit. Anyway.
Balfour.
Listen to our sports show, by the way.
Not to be confused with Andy Balfour from the HBO show.
right.
I just kept doing this for the rest of the show.
The Daily Upper Decker every day at 8 p.m.
Or Bellflower, California.
All right.
David Vitter chose prostitutes over patriots.
they come
David
right.
David Vitter, who answered a prostitute's call minutes after he skipped a vote honoring 28 soldiers.
It says Vitter is unpopular among many Republicans, including another GOP candidate who endorsed the Democratic Edwards. Instead, he said Democratic.
He took a call from a prostitute.
He's fucked prostitutes.
I know, but they're calling.
Oh, well, yeah, he took a call. He was busy.
Yeah.
And one of the.
I'm sure she was calling him back.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Like the attorney general or lieutenant governor, one of the high officials of Mississippi right now, who's a Republican, has endorsed Balfour.
Oh, okay.
Not His own Republican. He won't even endorse Vitter.
Jesus.
That's what this...
David Vitter chose prostitutes over patriots.
The elections. November 21st.
The choice is yours.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was... Oh, they cut off the end, but at the end it says, I'm John Balfour, and I approve this message. So they're taking off the gloves in Mississippi. And the last time, Paul, I saw it was really, yeah, really close.
I mean, listen, yeah. I guess that's all wrong. Vitter shouldn't have done that. But can we be realistic for a second? I mean, what would a lot of people rather do? Would you rather take a call from some fucking hooker? Or would you rather go to your job and vote on some boring piece of fucking legislation? I mean, it sound like an asshole or anything.
Well, I would rather vote on legislation personally.
Oh, okay. Well, look at you.
But I'd rather play video games
than take a call from a hooker.
Then show up to work. But that's also why you shouldn't vote for me.
Yeah.
But you should hire me to be your attorney. Forget about the video game comment.
Hire Big Dick Becky. She will ignore the hookers and pay attention
Becky
to
Kluger, estateplanning.com.
Like, it's fine if you're not morally perfect. Just don't say that you should be running a state because of your moral superiority or your better work ethic.
Right.
Or Jesus told you.
He's taking a call from hookers, though, at his job. I mean, shit. It's like the guy wants to get caught or something. That's an odd thing.
I think he's just emboldened, didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I think that...
he's arrogant.
You get a God complex. That's why, like, Randy Duke Cunningham, right? That guy who was convicted. He's known, like, on paper, he's the most corrupt congressman in the history of Congress.
Holy shit.
And what he was caught doing was he had, on his letterhead... an itemized thing of like shit you need to give me and shit I can sell you in terms of votes. That's how he got caught.
He had a menu.
I'm not fucking around. And you don't get to that point unless you've been getting away with shit for decades.
Yeah, you never get fucking caught.
Yeah, and that's what it is to be in the U.S. Congress. It's like you get away with everything because money is allowed in for the most part, right? Yeah. And so the line between like blackmail and political contributions is so fuzzy. I don't know. I think it's just you're used to just feeling godlike.
You just want to get it done. You want to get your appointment with the hooker done.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of when you said corruption, it reminded me there's a report that came out from the State Integrity Investigation, which is a project put out by the Center for Public Integrity, a nonprofit investigative type of herd of humans.
The Center for Integrity. They must be busy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They probably don't have any on their softball team. They don't have any 69s.
No way. They're working over the weekend, too.
Yeah.
They put together they worked with journalists to assess state government rules and systems. And then they combed through records and laws looking for specific indicators measuring transparency and accountability. Essentially they measured all kinds of bullshit Becky's mic went off.
We're going to have her in just for like Foley. You can only do sound effects from here on out. Right. Sorry.
But they put together a list of the states and how corrupt each state is.
Oh, I love it. So we get to find out what the most corrupt state is?
They use 245 indicators, blah, 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 science, math, numbers, and shit.
Hey.
It ain't great. It's not a pretty picture.
No shit, man.
The on an A through F scale,
right?
F being failure, fuck off, the highest grade any state in the United States of hashtag America earned was the state of Alaska.
Oh, I was going to guess that.
Really? No one's there.
And they received a score of, 76, which is a C. They gave it a C.
That's our top performer.
That's our top performer here in the United States.
Oh, shit.
Only two other states passed.
Oh, my God.
Receiving
California.
A D+.
That we had to have passed. We're all blue here.
The other two states that passed with a D plus were Washington State.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nobody lives there.
Oh, no, I lied. It was Connecticut. It was Connecticut.
Okay. I mean.
And California.
Oh, California, we won, guys. We got a D.
We're the least.
What was Alaska's grade? It was a
76.
Oh, okay, so it was C plus.
The worst, was scoring only a 51.
Yay!
Unsurprising, honestly, Michigan, where democracy has died.
Yeah.
And that is the most scandal plague they have. They measured corruption and scandal plague governments, election oversight, political finance, how much lobbyists have influence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. California, pretty good. Like what laws they have to prevent lobbyist bullshittery. And
you know what made me think Alaska can't be all that corrupt is that Sarah Palin just didn't fare well there. Like she's a corrupt ass person and Troopergate happened, you know? Right.
Well, and the governor before her. I can't remember his name. Sanford? No, that's the other guy. Corrupt as fuck. That's why she kind of got in, right? She rode the Tea Party wave of we're getting politicians out because the guy before had his hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah.
Got caught with his hand. Everybody's got their hands in some cookie jar.
And everyone there is so rich to begin with. There's just so much money there.
In Alaska?
They pay you to live there.
Not everybody's rich. I mean, I met people without plumbing where my brother lives.
Yeah, but if you're in government,
you're doing well up there.
Yeah, because there's so much money.
Right.
Because you're probably somehow tied to Earl, right?
Earl. Oil. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was like, who the fuck is this Earl? I read that study, and did they not say that Florida, we should just cut Florida off and let it float off into the ocean?
Well, it's going to sink anyway.
Is Florida corrupt? It must be.
Florida on the list of corruption states. Let me see. I had closed it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
You're keeping the flow going of the show. It's fine.
Thanks, Becky.
Thanks. Validation from a lawyer.
Oops, my dick just ran into the
publicintegrity.org is where you can go and click on.
Oh, there it goes again.
Click on whatever the fuck you want. D minus total grade.
Oh, it Florida. Passed. It passed.
I guess they don't count D minuses as passing.
Oh, okay.
So by total ranking. That's by the different categories, so it's not it nicks that they got an
How is American government so corrupt when every politician that runs, they always say they're a beltway outsider, they're an outsider and they're not corrupt, they're going to get in there and fix Washington from the inside out,
because
they all say that
the people are dumb.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you're talking about different states, so that's not the Beltway, right?
Okay.
Yes. The Beltway is that freeway that circles D.C.?
Yes, yes.
Is that where that saying comes from? But anyway, here's why I think it's so corrupt. There's just two main reasons. We don't have publicly funded elections, which would actually save the taxpayers lots of money, because then you don't have pork barrel spending being spent to pay back all of your people that are donating to your campaign. So instead, you just have taxpayers pay like $50,000 per like national candidate, $30,000 per local candidate. You know, you have to get a certain amount of support before you get that money. And then you don't have basically these like winks and nods, like support me and I'll support your thing, oil company.
Yeah.
That would keep corruption out more. And then the other thing is just the drug war. The drug war has created a culture of corruption from the bottom up. Like police departments can't do anything because they have to focus on the drug war. And then when you put people in a position where they're being asked to win an unwinnable war and there's so much money involved in that war, it just creates corruption. And then it's like, it creates crime to have a drug war. And then you're like police commissioner.
But was there ever an intent to win the drug war?
By whom? Well, yeah, people really believe that. People voted.
Well, the people in the system are two different things. Yeah, but
the system is made up of people.
Right, but the rich, nasty people who do the deciding.
The deciders.
Have created this nice little school to prison system that we have for our brownish types, too.
Yeah.
And this evil, after Reagan, the rise of the private prison system. which ties in with the way they feed that is through the drug war, the bullshit drug war where
and the drug war
Jamie Dimon can fuck the world, literally fuck the world economy.
Yes,
and
like a
skate off and go off to his take a penalty to Shearson Lehman and skid off and be on his boat.
Who's Jamie Dimon?
He's the head of Shearson Lehman or one of those evil banks. Big giant banker.
Yeah. He's evil. Pure evil.
Who has fucked the world over.
But the drug war, it allows for scapegoats. It allows for lots of dark money to be floating. There's just all of these. It's not, I don't think any of it was intentional. It's just that the incidental cost of the drug war is corruption. Like, necessarily, there must be corruption to carry out an unwinnable war all the time. That's right. My theory on. But mostly, it's the first. It's
kind of local. It's a homegrown military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
Jamie Dimon's J.P. Morgan Chase, by the way. He's the CEO and chairman. Oh, okay.
Dimon Dave.
But people like him don't go to jail.
No, fuck no.
Black kid on the street with a joint. Beaten, tased.
Go fuck yourself.
Rough rided.
Right.
Thrown in jail.
Hey, little Jewish girls get arrested sometimes, too, with drugs. Yes. All right?
Oh, really?
Name them.
Did you get beaten?
Good point.
Citations. Citations, counselor.
Well, of course we're not saying that white people don't.
Yeah, you are.
No, we are from the not.
Okay. White lives matter. Is that good enough?
Little white Jewish girls' lives matter.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
Here is Kevin Swanson, my favorite.
Oh God.
Rant. We still have hours of Kevin Swanson.
Oh, good.
To mine through.
Oh, the show goes on for 4 more hours?
No.
Oh.
Well, we have 12 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Relax.
And then following, I believe, is a rerun of Pretty Misandry, our That's feminist right. Tastic extravaganza with yes. Maggie Strong. Here is Kevin Swanson.
Hello, Kevin.
Talking about if his son were gay.
Oh, boy.
Sackcloth and ashes. I was thinking, you know, there are parents, and this is not a funny thing, there are families whose, and we're talking Christian families, pastors' families, elders' families, in good godly churches, their sons are rebelling, hanging out with homosexuals, and getting married.
Their sons are rebelling, hanging out with homosexuals, and getting married. Oh, those scamps.
Oh, jeez.
Rebelling.
Some of them, instead of getting married, are just committing suicide. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, this and guy, this guy's fucking evil. That's all there is.
Oh,
to
he's, yeah, the just dick. Walking darkness.
Piece of shit.
Now with homosexuals and getting married, and the parents are invited. What would you do if that was the case? Here's what I would do. Sackcloth and ashes at the entrance to the church, and I'd sit in cow manure, and I'd spread it all over my body. That's what I would do.
Freaky.
He's going to wear sackcloth, cover himself in ashes, and then spread cow shit all over the front of the church where his homosexual kid's getting married and bathe in it.
And this guy thinks gay people are perverted or something. They got a fucked up lifestyle. He's in public rubbing shit all over his fucking self and sitting in sackcloth and ashes.
Humiliating
What's
himself
sackcloth?
For
is that
the
like
Lord.
Parchment paper?
You know, we know what sackcloth
like
is,
a,
right?
Like a, just a sack, like a sack race.
You know, no.
You cut holes in it. You.
But they had sackcloth in that Snake Salvation show.
Is that the stuff that hurts when you wear it so that you're atoning?
I think they had a little box with ashes and sackcloth in it. And when the men would handle the rattlesnakes and they accidentally got bit, their wives and family members would go sit in the box of sackcloth and ashes as a gesture to God.
Sackcloth and ashes were used in the Old Testament times as a symbol of debasement, mourning, and or repentance.
Right.
Someone wanted to show his repentant heart would often wear sackcloth, sit in ashes, and put ashes on top of his head.
Why?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know what I don't understand? Why is it that the God. Christians, like the super Christian-y
super.
Christians, are always talking about the Old Testament? Like, just be a Jew.
Just
if you're
the parts
into the old
they
one.
Want. Only the parts they like. The ones where they get to kill gay people and shit.
Right.
The Old Testament is the Jewy one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aren't you Jewish?
Aren't you Jewish?
My dad was, but we didn't like go to a...
Right.
I figured you'd know.
I went to a Reformed temple, and they didn't talk about God, but we did get nice desserts. That's all okay. I remember about the Reformed temple nice. I went to a few times.
I think there are Jewish atheists, right? I mean, who...
I'm pretty sure my rabbi was an atheist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a job. It's a job.
God damn. That sounds awesome, though.
It says they're made... Sackcloth was made of goat's hair, coarse material, making it quite uncomfortable to wear. So
there's a really good goat cheese at Trader Joe's. It's from Holland. I highly recommend it.
Wow.
An unpaid.
Wow. Or do we know it's unpaid?
Endorsement from.
Yeah, you do know.
There can be some quid pro quo. Yeah. Did she get, did the cheese people get to Big Dick? Truck full of
cheese backs up to Big Dick Central.
I'm just saying, if you're lactose intolerant, but you love cheese.
What's their fucking website?
I don't know. Please. Just go to the TJ's.
Well, then what's it made out of?
Sackcloth.
Goat's milk.
Oh, goat's milk.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. There you go.
She's corrupt.
And I'm not kidding. I'm not laughing. I'm grieving. I'm mourning. I'm pointing out the problem.
So you unbuttoned his jacket.
It's not a gay time. This is the these are the people with the sores, the gaping sores. The sores that are pussy and gross.
Ew.
Ew, gay people with open, pussy, gross sores.
Now, listen. This guy's nuts. You know what he sounds like? He sounds like in Curb Your Enthusiasm when Larry David is having, you know, one of his tantrums or fits and he starts screaming. But it's like fake screaming. That's what this sounds like. It's very strange.
This is these are the people with the sores, the gaping sores. The sores that are pussy and gross, and people are coming in and carving happy faces on the sores. That's not a nice thing to do. Don't you dare carve happy faces on open pussy sores. Don't you ever do that. Don't you ever do that.
Okay. This
is beyond bad.
So how
shit.
Many presidential candidates came to this student party?
Yeah. God, I'd like to introduce Bobby Jindal.
Somebody needs to pop a Prozac in that fucker's mouth. He is marginal. That guy's crazy. So wait. Gay people have open pussy sores that other gay people are carving smiley faces into?
No, society is carving smiley faces into it to gild it, to make it look like it's okay.
I'm gilding
when
you.
Because that would make an open pussy sore fine if you took a knife and carved a smiley face into it.
Hey,
right?
Becky, give me one of your sores. I'm going to carve a...
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Grab one of your knives.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. She's got a knife. Do you have a knife with you today?
No, I didn't bring it. Okay.
There are instances in which both the Old Testament and New Testament speak to the matter with unbelievable clarity. And friends, and this is the highest level, the very highest level of clarity. Where the Word of God has spoken, both Old Testament and New Testament, ought not to be any debate whatsoever about it. And you know what that sin is? It's a sin of homosexuality. Romans 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Timothy, I think it's chapter 4. And of course, Leviticus 18, Leviticus 20.
Of course he can speak.
I just think, like, he talks about me all the time because he wants to be me. You know?
You think he's following Big
Dick
Becky?
Like, why else are you obsessed
with me? If we look at Kevin Swanson's Facebook page, is he friending you?
I just think he really likes, like, maybe show tunes. Or, like, there's something about gay culture that, like, he's hella jealous of.
Right. Well, listen, by the way, I'm a straight guy. I like show tunes. And that's not... The gay culture doesn't own Broadway and musicals, by the way. That's also part of the straight culture.
The denial... Seeing this denial in you is like, this is painful to watch.
Oh, please.
This is like someone who's dying is like, no, I'm going to beat this.
No.
I'm going to beat this.
I like show tunes. It's not just for gay people. You don't own Broadway.
Sorry, what were we talking about?
Oh, this guy.
The Word of God speaks there both. And in fact, in Romans chapter 1, Paul...
Oh, Romans.
Oh, my God.
Affirms that this particular sin is worthy of death in Romans chapter 1.
Yes.
Paul. This guy, his vocal pattern is batshit fucking crazy. Paul.
Oh, God. So, granted, there are varying levels of clarity / relevance relating to ethics. But still, the Old Testament and New Testament, I believe, both speak with authority.
and we ought to receive it.
And we ought to receive it. And we ought to receive it.
This guy is fucking nuts.
Kevin Swanson.
Swanson.
Ladies and gentlemen of the, I don't know. He's just a preacher and author and the host of last weekend's Big Giant.
We all need to start writing more books. Like these right-wing Christian people make so much money off of it.
I know.
And it's weird because you don't expect anyone who listens to them to be reading.
What are you going
to
write a book about? Crushing
puss? My dick. Yeah.
My dick. I'm going to write a book with my dick.
How any great book is written.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today's Crab Diving Live. We would like to thank the very funny, very knowledgeable at Big Dig Becky on the Twitter, Becky Kluger. Becky Kluger Estate Planning?
Yes.
.com. Or it's at Kluger Law on Twitter.
At Kluger Law on Twitter. She's got a few Kluger more years Law. Before she's a cougar. Yeah. follow Becky at Big Dick Becky on the Twitter. Don't forget, we're going to be here every goddamn weekday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., 5 to 7 Pacific. We are also available at iTunes, Stitcher, and at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to at RatedRComedy on the Twitter, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we will be back tomorrow with more.
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.